Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Anyway, talk to me about Leonardo DiCaprio and why we chose this.
Well, he's in a new movie, a new Martin Scorsese movie, who he collaborates with very frequently. He's probably one of Martin Scorsese's muses, called Killers of the Flower Moon, which is about, I'm going to bastardize this because I haven't seen it yet, but my understanding is it's about this tribe in America, Native American, that struck oil and got really rich off it, and then the white people were like, absolutely the fuck not, we need in on this, and started like marrying into them to basically like kind of do them out of their fortune. The reviews are supposed to be very good. It's over 3 hours long. That's dominating a lot of the conversation as well. I think Leo's performance is getting a lot of kudos. From what I understand of his character, he ends up marrying one of the Osage tribe, so he's kind of like villain vibes, villain, anti-hero vibes. Again, not sure, haven't seen it. We'll see it. Will you see it?
Probably not. Is it in the cinema?
It is in cinema, but I was going to say you haven't been having much luck with the cinema lately, so.
No, but I will say we have a voucher that they like comped us the next time we go is free because of the whole Oppenheimer incident. So Mark literally was like, is there anyone in the cinema? But I think over three hours is a long time to be in a room.
Very long.
Just sitting down like. I do kind of like his films. I don't know if I like him particularly, but I do generally like the films he engages in.
Okay, let's unpack that. Why don't you think you like him? Did you ever fancy him? No.
No.
I never got the fancying thing either. I'm going to be completely honest. And I'm not actually just saying that to be contrarian. And I don't know if it's the age I am. I don't know if I was older, maybe I'd get it more.
Maybe.
But
I get it, but like I don't know.
I'm also not saying he's like he is obviously like very stereotypically handsome. He's not my type, girls, right? I'm not his type either because I'm not 25 and I'm not fucking blonde, so that's fine. We can all just admit things.
It's like I put him in the bracket with Brad Pitt, and it's just like I think we just missed the boat a little bit because we were just children, like when they were at their peak gorge,
yeah,
era. We were like 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember in college for some sort of module they didn't make me watch, but like they got us to watch Catch Me If You Can, I think.
Yes, yeah.
And it was fucking class, and I'm obsessed with Catch Me If You Can, and I would watch it anytime it's on. I'm watching it. I think that's such a good film.
That is just such a classic telly movie, isn't it? Like if it's on the telly,
yeah.
We are seated, girls. We are sitting down and we're
jumping in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think what else I've watched is. I used to find The Beach really scary, but I think that's more just from the All Saints video. I don't actually think I've ever watched The Beach in full.
What's The Beach?
Take me to my beach, hear it calling you. You know that beach in Asia that they've had to close off because it's become such a tourist destination because it was in the movie? He's like an American tourist and he gets captured by... Wait, I'm just going to Google the plot because I'm going to...
I've never heard of this.
Annihilate this. This was another... This used to be on TV very regularly. It's Danny Boyle. the beach.
Have I never heard of this?
Richard, a young man, travels to Thailand and finds himself in possession of an odd map. Rumours state that the map leads to an island paradise. Accompanied by a few friends, he sets out to find it. It's him. Tilda Swinton's in it. I don't really recognise any of the other people's names. No one else I personally care about anyway. Okay, it kind of gives me scary vibes. You don't need to know anything about it. It's fine.
Okay. Do you know what gives me scary vibes?
What?
Titanic.
But how do you mean?
I'm terrified of the Titanic.
Well, obviously, yeah, the movie.
I think I watched it. I don't know what age I was when I watched it, but I was like fully traumatized by it. And like, it's just so fucking sad. Like, it's so depressing.
It is very sad.
I can't watch it. Like, I think maybe it's like this. I had a fear of water for a large portion of my life. And I think the whole image of like being in a room and water rising really like upsets me. And like watching it, and I remember there's like a particular scene where there's like they're putting kids to bed, like knowing that they're gonna die and stuff. And it was like, I was like, I fucking hate this, and I never want to watch this ever again. The love story, I didn't give a fuck with the love story. It's just all so depressing and so grim.
Yeah, I don't have the same affinity with Titanic that I think some people do. Like, I don't like.
Yeah.
I get it. I think it's like an incredible feat of cinema. I think Leo is very good in it. I think Kate Winslet is very good in it. But like, I'm not. But again, is that just the age I am? Is it a generational thing? Perhaps.
Yeah, it came out before we were born, didn't it? Like, oh no, just after, 97.
Just after.
I've watched Shutter Island twice.
Love Shutter Island.
Yeah, since me and Mark got together maybe. Or like in the last like 3 years, I've seen it twice. And like, it is very good. The first time I was like, well, what the hell's going on here? Second time, quite good. Talking about things
that other people are talking about.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.